Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the DTEK Holdings Limited Energy BV 2015 operating and financial results disclosure call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you require any operator assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 18th of March, 2016. I would like now to hand over the conference to your speaker, Ms. Oksana Lazarsova. Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good evening to everyone, and thank you for joining us here today to discuss DTEK Energy production and financial results of 2015. I'm more than glad to present you today's call speakers, Mr. Vsevolod Starukhin, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Vitaly Butenko, Commercial Director, and myself, Ms. Oksana Nersesova, IR Manager. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention that some of the information during this call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements on DTEK Energy future performance. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. Also, though we do our consolidated financial reporting in Ukrainian hryvnia, for your convenience for comparison purposes as well as analysis during this call, we will convert our key financial indicators to approximate US dollars value using average central bank exchange for 2015 of 21.84 hryvnia per dollar, and for balance sheet data, central bank exchange rate as of 31st December 2015 of 24 hryvnia per dollar. Now I would like to hand over to Vsevolod Starukhin, who is going to present macro indicators, key challenges, and operation results in the reporting period.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First, I would like to take you through some of the Ukraine's macroeconomic indicators in the reporting period. Country's GDP contracted by 10.4%, with industrial production dropping by 13%, primarily driven by decrease in metallurgical output by 16% and energy sector by 12%. Inflation spiked with the consumer prices and producer prices reaching 49% and 36%, respectively. Electricity consumption decreased by 12%, with industrial consumption dropping 18% and household consumption by 6.5%. Besides deteriorating macroeconomic environment, the key challenges and risk factors for the sustainability of the company operations can be summarized as following. First, on the back of demand, on the back of the decline in demand and total electricity output reduction by 13% or approximately 22 billion kWh down to 144 billion kWh. Anthracite-fired thermal power generation plants saw the biggest reduction in electricity production. On average, it came to 46%, leading to a drop in total coal production in Ukraine by roughly 39% year-on-year. The company maintained balanced vertical integration through optimum level of coal mining, electricity production, and third-party coal sales. Second, electricity tariffs for DTEK Energy thermal power generation plants reached on average 86.3 kopecks per kWh in the last year. However, effective tariff adjusted for the non-payments from the energy market amounted just above 80 kopecks per kWh. The required average tariff for sustainable business operations in 2016 is estimated at the level of 1.2/1.25 hryvnia per kWh. Average tariff for January and February of this year was around just 90 kopecks per kWh. To ensure the target level of tariffs feasible in 2016, the company supported implementation by regulator a new tariff setting methodology for thermal power generation. As a result of this initiative, the methodology links thermal generation tariffs to API coal price index and covers operating costs. That should make the tariff setting mechanism more transparent and ensure positive financial performance for thermal power generation in the current year. The third point, due to worsening of the market situation, wholesale market increased its debt towards DTEC generation by roughly 12% year-on-year, and the debt at the beginning of the 2006 reached the level of 5.3 billion hryvnias. We expect some improvements in payment discipline from the wholesale market in the course of the current year, backed by restoring electricity consumption and implementation of the transparent thermal generation tariff setting mechanism. The fourth point is the risk of losing control over the assets located in the non-controlled territories. We addressed by focus on renovation of the coal transportation infrastructure and gradually restoring production levels at our production sites. Humanitarian initiative and support of the civil population at the Atoll zone played important role to preserve control over the assets in these territories. We have significantly improved coal transportation from the non-controlled territories, and as an example, coal delivery in Q4 last year amounted 1.25 million tons, which was roughly 220% higher than same coal delivery in the Q1 of 2015. And it helped us fully secure the needs of the anthracite thermal power stations for the winters for the winter season with the anthracite coal stocks. Most of the factors affecting the business are of external nature and out of DTEC's control. We feel that financial and operational performance continue to be under pressure in the nearest future, and the management is doing their best to address the challenges, adopting business to a new reality, optimizing its operational capital expenditures, focusing on liquidity management. We expect improvements and positive developments following the stabilization of external environment and implementation of energy sector reforms. Now, I would like to go through our operational results. Starting with coal mining. Our coal mining companies decreased production last year by 23%, producing roughly 29 million tons. This drop is attributed primarily to the overall reduction of coal production in Donbass region by 63%. Nevertheless, we managed to increase the extraction at Sverdlov anthracite, Rovinky anthracite, and Komsomolets Donbass by 60% in the second half of 2015 versus first half of the year, in line with improvement of the coal transportation from the non-controlled territories. Despite liquidity constraints, DTEC Energy adhered to the schedule of coal stocks accumulation, increasing coal stocks on power plants by 67% or from 600,000 tons beginning of the year to 1.6 million tons at the end of the year. Following the decrease of coal production in Donbass region, labor productivity at our coal mines reduced from approximately 67 tons per person per month in the 2014 down to 56 tons per person per month average for 2015. That also made an impact at the production cost increase by roughly 30% in hryvnia terms. About electricity generation. Following the general increase of consumption in Ukraine, DTEC Energy power generation decreased output by 20%, down to 37.7 billion kilowatt hours. Production volumes by TPPs located at Luhansk and Donetsk regions were reduced by 40% or 6 billion kilowatt hours. Zahid Energo units preserved the output on the level of 2014, and due to the full technical readiness and sufficient coal stocks, managed to carry out high load during the first three quarters in order to secure energy balance in the country, despite the tariffs below production cost level and constantly increasing debt from the energy market. In terms of the electricity distribution, our transmission level was 45 billion kilowatt hours for the full year, which represent 16% decline versus prior year. This drop was mainly driven by the decreased electricity supplies in Donbass by 16% or 2.8 billion kilowatt hours due to the military operations, which entailed decreased production by industrial enterprises and households. Krimenergo distributed approximately 4.4 terawatt hours to customers in 2014 and it was excluded from our production results in the reporting period due to the lack of operational control over the company. The receivables for electricity due by customers increased by 49% from the beginning of the year, mainly due to the low payments and of the customers located in the non-controlled territories. A few words about the capital investments. The company response to the many emerging risk and liquidity constraints was the capital expenditure optimization to the level of the maintenance. Capital expenditure in 2015 were significantly below previous year in dollar terms, amounting $264 million or approximately 59% less of the level 2014. Whereas in hryvnia terms, the reduction was 24% or approximately 1.3 billion hryvnias. Nevertheless, a broad program of business process optimization, including implementation of Lean and ERP, sub-ERP program, was not stopped. In the coal production, we have invested $113 million of CAPEX, which is represent a 55% reduction versus the prior year. We kept sufficient expenditure in such business-critical areas as safety, maintenance, and replenishment of essential coal mining equipment. Investments in the new equipment were significantly reduced and replaced by the increased level of the overhauls. Investments in mines located in the Donbass region were reduced by $65 million following the decrease of production volumes of Rominki anthracite, Sverdlov anthracite, and Komsomolets Donbass mine. Aggregate anthracite and tin-grade coal production was reduced by 63% or 8 million tons. We have also reduced investments in the Dobropolye Ugol down to $22 million due to the surplus of G-grade coal on the market. In power generation, due to the decline in industrial production and because of the decrease of electricity consumption, the program of retrofitting units has been revised. A number of projects have been suspended. The compensation via investment markup in the tariffs was almost completely stopped by the regulator. This resulted in reducing the level of investments in retrofitting units to $104 million or approximately 85% versus prior year. We adopted maintenance policy aimed at replacing overhauls with current and medium repairs, which led to further capital expenditure optimization. The retrofits of two power units at Luhanskaya TPP and Zoyevskaya TPP were suspended due to the location and high risk of delivery of equipment to these facilities. Nevertheless, in 2015, we completed the retrofit of one unit at Kurakhovskaya TPP, which will extend its service life by 15 years. Despite the difficult financial situation, we were able to repair the equipment and to prevent the decline of its technical readiness rate below 80%. All TPPs received certificate of readiness before the start of the winter season 2015-2016 years. In electricity distribution, in order to ensure reliable electricity supply, our investments in electricity distribution companies focused on substations upgrade and transmission lines. In spite of military action, Donetsk Oblenergo and DTEC Power Grid LLC distribution enterprises conducted emergency works to restore electricity supply and repair transmission lines. In the first half of 2015, we have completed retrofit of open distributing device 330 kilowatt for combined heat and power plant number 5 at Kyiv Energo, which will cover the existing deficit of electricity consumption in central districts of Kyiv. To ensure a stable electricity supply in central districts of Kyiv, the construction of the cable line 110 kilowatt Oktyabrskaya Motocikletnaya was started. In accordance with the Memorandum of Economic and Financial Support signed between Ukraine and the IMF in 2015, continued installation of the thermal energy meters for residential buildings in the by Kyiv Energo. Now a few words about the operational excellence. In 2013, we have launched operational excellence program called Novator, aimed to ensure that all of our 116,000 workforce is committed to operational excellence. In 2015, we implemented the program almost at every production unit, which yielded in cost savings of approximately 600 million hryvnias last year. In the course of the 2015, we have carried out two implementation waves of sub-ERP at coal mines and electricity generation business units. Starting 2016, all large coal mining and electricity generation business units shall be working on sub-ERP, which should yield both financial and qualitative results in 2016. Now, I would like to hand over to Vitaly Butenko, who is going to present DTEK Energy key highlights on commercial operations.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I will take a few minutes of your time to go over the commercial results during the 2015. Well, commercial operations in last year clearly were not immune and also affected by the challenging environment that the company has gone through. But first, let me begin with a brief overview of the current trends in the key energy markets where DTEK is playing, both in Ukraine and worldwide. The coal market in Ukraine has experienced a deficit during the 2015, which was mainly driven by the cutback of production level as well as induced by the disruption of railway operations. It was all caused by the escalation of the armed conflict in the eastern part of Ukraine. However, when one of the main railway haul, Nikitovsk-Mayorsk, was restored back in August, we have been able to ensure the increase in deliveries of coal from that territory, going from 2,000 tons to 450,000 tons per month. Further, reestablishing the rail infrastructure, which took place by the end of the year, allowed us to literally double the coal stocks of Ukrainian thermal power plants, reaching 2.4 million tons. The world coal market has also demonstrated some decline. Primarily, it was driven by the low economic growth rates, which led to the decrease in the demand worldwide, and that was further impaired by the overproduction of coal. Ultimately, it led to the negative impact on the coal prices. Among the key factors that influenced the global coal market were the surplus of the coal due to the drop in the consumption. Also, there was a decrease in steam coal market prices in northwestern Europe. Namely, API2 has declined by the magnitude of 25% in 2015 versus 2014. And it was also followed by the decline in the oil and gas prices during the period from 14 to 15 by 69 and 62% respectively. We also continue to see the trend among the policymakers who remained adamant to push the policy initiatives against the coal in northwestern Europe. And that further induced the decline in the coal consumptions. Also, the renewables are continuing to increase in their share of generation, squeezing out the thermal generation. Substantial reduction in China's coal import, which was around 31% in 2015 versus the year before, was predicated by the drop in industrial production and general refocusing on local mining rather than the importing coal. We also saw the reduction in the historical gap in prices between the anthracite and coke which ultimately led to the reduction of the competitiveness, price competitiveness on anthracite for the primary users in the metallurgical sector. So overall, the 2015 was marred by the substantial decline in commodity prices across the board. There were a few positive factors, such among them are the Asian markets, due to the need for the cheap energy in order to fuel the economic growth, as well as the push to provide the electricity reach to impoverished population. We saw the uptick in the coal imports in Asian countries, and which resulted in decrease from export-import ratio from 748 million tons in 14 to 688 million tons in 2015. Around 5 gigawatt of new coal-fired capacity came online during the period of 14 and 15 in Germany. Also, after launching a new coal-fired power station in 2015, Turkish coal import reached the point of 28 million ton. That's an increase of 17%, and it was fueling the main push for the imports from the Mediterranean area. Electricity market in Ukraine. During 2015, we saw the drop in overall power generation by the magnitude of 13.6%, and during the year it was at the level of 157.3 billion kilowatt hours, also the power output from thermal power plants has dropped by 18.2 billion kilowatt hours to 49.5 during the year 2015. Among the factors that had the most noticeable influence on the electricity market in Ukraine were the drop in consumption during the 2015 by 12%, and the consumption during that period, during the last year, was at 132 billion kilowatt hours. We also saw the drop in the market share of thermal power plants during last year. That was primarily driven by the changes in the regulatory policy executed by the Minister of Energy and Coal, which focused on increasing the share of output from nuclear power plants. And we saw that an increase during the 2015, their market share has jumped to 54% versus 49% year before. Our share of production among the other thermal power plants remained at similar level to for 2014, the level of 71.8%. For the electricity market worldwide, we saw the downward trend in European electricity prices in 2015. It was not evenly spread out. While the average prices in Hungary remained the same level in 2015 as a year before, it's around 41 euro per megawatt. The Polish markets has shown us the drop in prices by 12.8% compared to the 2014, and the prices during the last year in Poland were hovering around 37.6 euro per megawatt. The drop in Poland was driven by the decrease in generation capacity payments due to the newly launched legislation policy, as well as the renewable generation growth. The key highlights for commercial operations of DTEC Energy during the reporting period were as follows. For the export of electricity, in 2015, export was possible only to Hungary and Polish markets from Bursztyn thermal power plant and Dobrotwor thermal power plant. Because of the regulatory restrictions for the electricity exports introduced by the ministry, which prohibited to continue the exports to Belarus, Belarusia and Moldova during the year 2015. As a result, export volumes overall have decreased by 55% in 2015, reaching the level of 3.5 billion kilowatt hours during the year. In August 2014, the Minister of Energy and Coal of Ukraine has passed a resolution on the restrictions of electricity export to Belarus and Moldova due to the anticipated shortage of coal supply to the thermal power plants, primarily anthracite, which was locked in the conflict area. Also, the electricity supplies to Poland were suspended in August 2014 and were renewed only in July 2015, primarily due to the same concerns over the lack of generation capacity. As you probably know, the electricity export to Poland provided not from Bursztyn Island, but from the Dobrotwor, which is a power station which can work equally both on the Ukrainian energy system as well as the Polish system. Starting from August 2014, two units of Bursztyn thermal power plants were ordered to redirect the supply of electricity from the Bursztyn Island to the United Energy System of Ukraine, and it also had a negative impact on export volumes. Electricity supply to Hungary has shown the drop by 9.7% or about 400 million kilowatt hours during last year. Our coal export operations also suffered the decline. Primarily in 2015, our coal export have dropped by 66% and resulted in slightly below 1.4 million ton, primarily driven by the logistical problems due to the conflict in the eastern part of Ukraine. The priority for the company has shifted to providing coal supply to our own TTPs during that period. And we were putting a lot of time and energy to develop the alternative supply routes in order to ensure that our thermal power plants are adequately supplied by coal throughout the year. In order to cover the shortage of coal supply, we had to import about 400,000 tons of coal from South Africa in the first quarter of last year. However, we had to hold further imports beyond that volume due to the lack of economic incentive, since the imported price on the back of the drop in the hryvnia versus dollar has become too high and unsustainable and wasn't covered by the tariff earned by our thermal power plants. The government has repealed the limitations on the export of anthracite, which was imposed pretty much during the most of last year. And coupled with the recovery of the railway transportation from the east of Ukraine, it provided a good kickstart for return to the exports markets for the coal in 2016. However, we are now facing continued downward pressure from the slump in the world coal market prices, since the current cost of coal production makes export operations economically not viable. We have exported electricity in the volumes which were required by the signed contracts. There was no disruption in our performance with regards to our commitments to export power to Europe. At this point, I would like to hand over presentation to Vsevolod, who is going to walk you through the DTEK Energy key financial results for the year 2015. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let me take you through the key financial parameters for the year. Revenue in the last year has increased by 1.8% in hryvnia terms from 92 billion to 93.6 billion hryvnias. In dollar terms, revenue declined by $3.4 billion, mainly due to the hryvnia devaluation. Other drivers that influenced the decline in revenues in dollar terms were decrease of volumes in electricity output, domestic and export coal sales, and decline in electricity exports. Cost of sales increased by 8.9% in hryvnia terms from 81 billion hryvnias to 88 billion hryvnias. In dollar terms, cost of sales decreased by $2.8 billion from $6.8 to $4 billion in the year. Key drivers of the UAH cost inflation were the following. Distribution companies purchased tariff growth by 45%, which resulted to electricity sales tariff growth, increase in logistic cost due to the increase in the transportation tariffs, as well as a gas prices increase for the heat energy and electricity production, increase in depreciation of property, plant and equipment charge due to revaluation of the fixed assets. To compensate negative external factors, we have responded by a number of actions, to name a few. Production expenses were decreased through reduction of the level of for mines located at the non-controlled territories, including unpaid leaves for personnel, headcount reduction, optimization of raw material consumptions, including more extensive usage of recycling materials, deploying our own personnel for some works instead of third-party suppliers, cutting administrative expenses. Significant decrease was made in the CAPEX program, which I mentioned before. We have also further stretched our working capital, especially in the part of the trade receivables and material stocks reduction. The consolidated adjusted EBITDA decreased in dollar terms by 81%, down to $187 million for the year. Net loss for the year was $1.7 billion, which remained almost at the same level as the year before. To summarize five main reasons for the loss, they were first forex losses, approximately $600 million due to the revaluation of the loan portfolio. The current loan portfolio structure is 95% consists of the foreign currencies. Second, impairment of the fixed assets, impact by $244 million. Following a substantial inflation in 2014-2015, group performed a full revaluation of the PPE and impairment testing, which resulted in adjustments of the value of assets located at or close non-controlled territories. The third point is a net movement in provisions of trade receivables by approximately $155 million, mostly due to the lower collections from the customers located in the non-controlled territories. The fourth point is reflecting the loss of control over the Crimenergo subsidiary. The impact is $67 million. And the last point to mention is expenses on idle capacities, approximately $81 million. As number of mines located in the non-controlled territories didn't work, various other mines worked at the utilization rates significantly below standard operations. The year ended with a negative free cash flow of $149 million. And at the end of the reporting period, we have had cash and cash equivalent balances close to $29 million. Now, let me say a few words about the debt. Carrying amount of the gross debt comprised of $2.64 billion, representing $811 million decrease versus beginning of the year. Main factors for the decrease were disposal of renewable assets under the corporate restructuring program with the bank debt in the amount of $255 million. Immediately after the deterioration in macro situation, we started to work on termination of swap agreements and managed to close two out of three agreements, which had resulted in decrease of the gross settled derivatives by $194 million. And repayment of certain cash collateralized bank loans. Certain portion of debt was reclassified as current due to the breach of the covenants under a number of DTEC energy facilities caused by dramatic hryvnia devaluation. Following liquidity constraints and difficulties to refinance its debt, DTEC Energy repaid 10% of the principal amounts that became due and payable and deferred the repayment of substantial portion of principal amounts under its loan facilities within the first half of 2015. Starting from the second half of no principal repayments under essential lines were made, as well as interest payments starting from October were suspended. At the date hereof, none of the group loan facilities are accelerated. At the end of 2015, company announced launch of the long-term restructuring of its debt, both banks and bonds. We expect to finalize this process in the course of the year. Now, I would like to pass call back to Oksana and would like to thank you for your attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Hope we managed to provide you with most comprehensive update on the DTEC Energy 2015 production and financial results. If you have any outstanding question, please do not hesitate to contact me, IR officer, directly. Please keep in mind that we are always available to have one-on-one meeting, conference call or site visit to provide you with most accurate information about DTEC. The record of the call will be available at our website, DTEC.com. Have a nice evening. Thank you and goodbye.